just in time for kickoff. Hooters' famous saucy wings, delicious seafood, half-pound stacked burgers, and fresh chopped salads. Hooters is honored to serve the Tampa Bay community with delicious take-home and a great place to watch the game with friends and family. Providing that famous neighborhood hospitality only Hooters can deliver. Hooters, proud sponsor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Visit originalhooters.com for locations near you.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Thank you for listening. And of course, thank you to the subscribers as well. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters and driven by Bill Curry Ford. If you are in the market for a new vehicle, whether it is something brand new or a pre-owned vehicle, I would like to remind you that you can obviously find a selection of new Ford vehicles at Bill Curry Ford. But if you're in the market for a pre-owned vehicle, they are not exclusively Ford. I went through the process recently and I saw plenty of other attractive options in the pre-owned variety from other manufacturers. In the end, I stayed with the Ford brand. I am loyal to the Ford brand, to Sean Sullivan, who runs the dealership, who writes the $1,000 checks to every winner in a Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast League, and he plays in one of those leagues, defending his money as a common contestant. Bill Curry Ford, Northdale Mabry in Tampa. Thank you, Sean Sullivan. Email is toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com, toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. We are approaching week 11. I'm recording this before the Thursday night game between the Falcons and the Patriots. And this week I'm going to do something different just because I like to mix it up. And I can answer any questions you have looking ahead to games on Sunday or on Monday, give you a second opinion on your starters, your bench, waivers, trade deadline is coming up, all of those factors at toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com, toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. I would imagine for most of you, week 11 begins a four-game regular season stretch, as it does in the foundation, before the playoffs begin in week 15, and then 16 and 17. Week 18 is what we drop off for any leagues of any intelligence to not play season-long fantasy football in week 18 at all with the expanded season. Now, what I did for the podcast leagues, both the NFL and the AFL, we are down to 3 weeks to go. The playoffs will begin in week 14 because I want my winners after week 16, and then I'm going to, they each win $1,000 from Bill Curry Ford. But then in week 17, I will manually ask them for their starting lineups based on who was on their rosters locked in as of week 16. They cannot make deals. They cannot do waiver claims, etc. The bye weeks will be out of play. And we're doing an NFL versus AFL championship game, just like the NFL did 56 years ago for an extra prize. So whether it's 3 weeks or 4 weeks left in the regular season, we're getting there. So I know of the importance. Trust me, I know of the importance playing in multiple leagues, both the foundation and now both podcast leagues that I am playing in. So again, I'll look ahead to games if you want me to via email this week, toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com, exclusive help for podcast listeners, toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. What I want to do in this second podcast this week is talk about something I've never done ever in fantasy football. All the years that I've been playing, I've never traded the same player, a signature player, in three different leagues. Traded him away in three different leagues. It's DeAndre Hopkins. I have traded him away in the foundation. I traded him away in the NFL. And I traded him away in the AFL. Never done that. Never traded, never owned the same player in three different leagues and traded him away in three different leagues. DeAndre Hopkins in my rankings, in my 21st century standard scoring settings, based on per game average, and this is games where they play, sits at wide receiver 11. Wide receiver 11, just outside the top 10. However, DeAndre Hopkins barely played in week 8. If you remember, he caught a pass down the sideline against Green Bay, looked to have a touchdown, was flagged for a face mask before he got into the end zone, wiped the touchdown out, then left the game with a hamstring injury that he brought into that game, forced his way back into the game to catch one more ball in the second half, finished with 6.6 points, 66 yards on 2 touches. Since then, did not play week 9, did not play week 10. As of information at the time of this podcast, roughly 2:30 Eastern time on Thursday, it doesn't look like he will play week 11. Then the Cardinals go on week 12 bye. So presuming Hopkins does not play on November 21st against Seattle, that will be essentially 5 games that he missed all or most of. 5. That's too much. So that is a significant part of why I made 2 of the deals, both in the podcast leagues, and I'll walk through this. Also concerning to me, if you just look at, and you know I do, touches. And first of all, DeAndre Hopkins doesn't touch the ball on running plays. There are wide receivers, Deebo Samuel being one, that do. As a matter of fact, let's take a look at that. So, independent of Cordarrelle Patterson, obviously, Rondale Moore, Arizona, 12 rushing attempts as a wide receiver. Deebo Samuel, 11 rushing attempts for San Francisco. Robert Woods had 8 before a season-ending injury. Laviska Shenault, 7. Tyreek Hill, 7. DJ Moore, 7. Agnew for the Jaguars, 6. Claypool, 6. Kendrick Bourne, actually picked him up this week, 5. CeeDee Lamb, 5. Jamar Chase, 4. Where you get the opportunity for another big play out of your wide receiver by getting a rush. All right, so I gave you a bunch of names there. But if we're just looking at touching the ball based on receptions, DeAndre Hopkins in total receptions this year is not on the first page of wide receivers. He's not there. The first page is 25. We go to the second 25. And we've got to go all the way down to 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38. 39th right now, he has touched the ball 35 times. Before any games in Week 11 are played, DeAndre Hopkins is 39th in receptions. Receptions. I'm not counting the rushing attempts. Gave you a bunch of names there. In receptions, 39th. Now, how much lower is he going to sink when he doesn't play week 11, then has a bye week 12? And I would argue, and some others would too, with the structure of the Arizona offense, as good as we know Hopkins has been, and he was in his first year in Arizona, there wasn't a forcing of the ball to him by Kyler Murray. Whether it's Rondale Moore or Christian Kirk or now Zach Ertz or James Conner out of the backfield or A.J. Green, there have been a more even distribution of passes thrown than in on a Hopkins offense than really at any time I can remember in his career going back to his Houston days. So he is likely, by the time he presumably is healthy to play in week 14, which could be the first week of the playoffs for some of you or the last week of the season, and by then, for some of you, it's too late. And I don't want to be one of those people. But he's going to likely fall out of the top 50 in terms of receptions. In terms of touching the ball, he's basically almost there anyway before he doesn't play these next 2 weeks. And he's been somewhat touchdown dependent. Of the 35 receptions, 7 are touchdowns. So that's 20% of his receptions have been touchdowns. 2 in the first game, 1 in the second game, 1 in week 5, 2 in week 6 against the Browns, 1 in week 7. He hasn't had more than 87 yards of offense all year. That's it. He had 83 in one game. But in most games, it hovers between, 5 games he's played, the yardage has been 50-ish to 60-ish yards. That's why, all of these reasons are why, I've traded him in all 3 leagues. I traded him very early in the foundation because I was worried about what I saw with the Arizona offense. And there was an owner, and he's a very good owner. He's a former podcast league champion playing in the foundation this year that I know likes TJ Hockenson. So I packaged Hopkins, who didn't have a bad first couple of games because he was scoring, and Hockenson, offered him to this owner in the foundation and asked for Davante Adams and Michael Pittman back. Deal accepted. Now, I've been disappointed with Davante Adams the last few weeks as well. He's missed a game due to COVID. Aaron Rodgers has missed a game due to COVID. Adams didn't score in the most recent game because only A.J. Dillon did late in the Packers-Seahawks game. But Pittman, who knew when I made a trade in what, week three or week four, involving Hopkins out with Hockenson and brought back Adams and Pittman. Pittman's been the best player in the deal. And at that point, his role in the offense for Indy, which got off to a horrible start offensively with Wentz on 2 bad ankles, it was trending up, and the trend continued. And Pittman's been good. I show him on my board, average per game played as wide receiver slash tight end 18. If you take out Gronk, he's wide receiver 17. He's sandwiched between Gronk and Kelsey, and Gronk's only played a few games anyway. Might be coming back this weekend. Keep checking status. But Pittman's been the best guy from that trade in terms of consistency. Adams, I do have as wide receiver 10 for average game played. That removes the game he missed due to COVID, but factors in the game with Jordan Love. So the other 2 deals I made in the last 2 weeks, because I was just tired of waiting for Hopkins to play, it does me no good. On trade deadline is coming up. One was with Kevin, a very sharp fantasy player. Kevin is in the mix for the first round buys in the AFL Podcast League. And I packaged Hopkins with Devontae Smith and Dak Prescott because Jalen Hurts was sitting on Kevin's bench. And as we've talked about on the podcast a lot this year, Jalen Hurts was kind of the one quarterback you could wait for this year in the draft and get away with it. And I think only Eagles fans did it. I'll take that back. Probably one in five of you who are very shrewd fantasy players looked at Hurts and the dual threat and said, all right, I'm going to make the investment in him, but I'm not going to do it early. And I think you've done very well with it. Going into this week in my in my 21st century standard scoring settings, Jalen Hurts is quarterback six, and last week he was quarterback six. He has gone between QB3 and QB8 for most of the season. He's kind of a one-man show for the Eagles, right? They've rotated, what, four different running backs. Only recently has DeVonta Smith put up significant fantasy points because he finally started to score again, which he hadn't done since the first quarter of the season opener at the Falcons. So, yeah, I packaged DeVonta Smith, DeAndre Hopkins, and Dak Prescott, who went off last week, granted gave Kevin a solid QB2 week behind Mahomes, brought Hurts back, brought Mike Evans back, who I have at wide receiver six on the season. And I believe I brought Hunter Renfrow back, who has more value since we saw the last of Henry Ruggs. Then the other deal I did, and I'll admit, I called deals with Rob Wright in my podcast leagues a deal with the devil. Rob is one of my golfers. Rob is a proud father of baby Benjamin. He's a terrific husband to a wonderful woman that I affectionately call Mrs. Wright. Rob and I are not related. I guess Bengal Ralph perpetrated that rumor for a while. It's not true. Rob and I just know each other from golf tournaments and fantasy football. But Rob's a very astute and aggressive fantasy player. It's won him my podcast league twice. He won the money last year. He could win it again this year. He's made multiple trades with Sean Sullivan. He's made a deal with Mike Lentz from Papa John's. Rob and I usually can't make deals. We tried to make one earlier in the year, and we couldn't do it because we do exhaustive research. We're not going to fool each other on a player, on a sweetener, on a big name who's not producing. But I told Rob I wanted to move DeAndre Hopkins, and I said, I can't take the risk of Hopkins not playing here. And he might not play this week. He's off next week. Who knows the week after that? You're likely going to make the playoffs. You might earn a first-round buyer. If you're willing to take the risk, I'll send you Hopkins in a package deal. Rob offered me three deals in return. One was a one-for-one for DeVonta Smith, ironically a player I traded away in the other podcast league with Hopkins. And now Rob is offering me Smith back. So I had to look at it differently as it relates to Smith, where when I traded him to Kevin in the AFL league, I'm trading Smith high because he scored three touchdowns the last 2 weeks. Rob is offering him me back. I have to look at, has he figured something out? Does he have something good going with Hurts here in the red zone? Can this sustain itself a little bit? So I saw both sides of it. But then Rob offered me two other multiplayer deals, and he had wanted Cordarrelle Patterson from me for a while, who's a very flexible player in Yahoo leagues because you can play him at running back and wide receiver. And because of Hopkins' injury and Davante Adams' bullshit, I don't say bullshit, you know, he missed a game with COVID, and then Rodgers missed a game, although I played him in that game. I've played Patterson. Well, DJ Moore has obviously bottomed out. The last, you know, since Carolina started out 3-0, DJ Moore hasn't scored, I don't think, since October 1st. So I was surprised to see Rob offer me a package deal that included me sending him DJ Moore with DeAndre Hopkins and with Cordarrelle Patterson, who, as of the time of this taping, game time decision, Thursday night against the Patriots, the thought, you know, he left the Cowboy game with an ankle injury, was could be a multi-week thing. And he may play Thursday night. By the time you hear this podcast, we'll know. I, again, wasn't willing to take the risk. He's an attractive option. So Rob put him in the deal and offered me back. I got to remember, Rob, what you offered me back. I remember. Devontae Smith, Darren Waller. There was a second tight end in a second deal instead of Waller. And I'm not thrilled with Waller, but again, without Ruggs there, Waller is still a big part of the Raider offense. He just hasn't been producing as many fantasy points. And there's some research that says it's coming as the Raiders sort of hover. You know, they're only halfway through the season, so to say hover, they're in the mix for one of those bad playoff spots, the 6 or the 7. And obviously, he's a red zone target. And then I was stunned Rob offered me Debo. We talked about Debo on the podcast earlier this week and how Debo just keeps getting it done. He was wide receiver 1 last week. He's wide receiver 2 on the season. And unlike Hopkins, he touches the ball. He touches the ball on rushing plays and receptions and gets in the end zone. And you could make a case, you know, he's the Niners MVP to this point. So I did the deal with the devil, Rob Wright. Was stunned he offered me Debo. And I took back Devontae Smith. And I'm looking at the other side of Devontae Smith. I could see, you know, Devontae one way, trade him while he's hot. The other way, Rob is trading him while he's hot. I kind of wonder if he and Hurts have something going. So I have him in the NFL league. But that's why I wanted to focus this podcast. And hurting Hopkins, well, adding to the Hopkins thing has been the Kyler Murray injury, which has just changed the way you look at the Arizona offense for a couple weeks. And I want to make the playoffs. So waiting around for a player who hasn't been giving me anything of real significance for a month and waiting out until week, 13? 11, 12, yeah, 13. And then it's like, okay, are you ready to go or not? No, not taking the risk. So yeah, for the first time in my fantasy life, I traded the same signature player away in 3 different leagues, in 3 different deals. Foundation, early season, Hopkins and Hockenson for Adams and Pittman. Last week in the AFL, traded away Hopkins, Smith, and Dak in exchange for Evans, Hurts, and Renfro. And then with defending NFL Podcast League champion Rob Wright, sent him Hopkins, Cordarrelle Patterson, and who else did I put in that deal? Who am I forgetting? I'm sorry, Rob. In exchange for, DJ Moore, who I was surprised Rob took the chance on. In exchange for Debo, Waller, and Devontae Smith. As Rob says, it's fun making trades. He even wonders if this one's going to come back to bite him. Most of his trades don't. Send me any of your potential trade deadline deals. My friend Matt, who has played in a podcast league before, he played in the Moneyball League a couple years ago. Someone was trying to dump DeAndre Hopkins on him and wanted back. It was going to be Hopkins and Jefferson for Hurts and Tyreek Hill. And I said, no, don't do it. I said, you're giving up a top 4 wide receiver in Tyreek Hill and a top 6 quarterback in Jalen Hurts. And he's in a 2-quarterback league. and he's playing Jalen Hurts and Tannehill, I believe. I forget, he might have someone else, but I said no. I shot down the deal. I said, someone's trying to sell you on Hopkins' name more than his production and the injury situation and just his role and his target share and the volume he gets in the Arizona offense. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Thanks for listening to this week's edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters and Bill Curry Ford.